You know, Ken, every week it's a new deal for me, man. Hit the music, start the microphone.
Right.
Everything's green, I think. Ken, I think we're recording another episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind.
Are
you
we?
Ready to record?
I am ready to record.
All right. Well, listen, before we go anywhere, you've got to check out the webpage, but you also check out the Facebook page, the pictures of what we had last week, which is something new. Brattober. It was so good.
Yeah.
He didn't get any, I'm sorry. But he offered you one.
I know he did.
And you went with sliders instead.
Because,
which are really good, too.
I love the sliders.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
Yeah.
But the brat, whatever you want to call it. Brattober.
Yeah.
Have a special sauce on it, grilled onions.
Yeah.
It's on a pretzel bun.
Because I almost said sauerkraut, but it was not sauerkraut. It was grilled onions.
Onions.
It was basically sauteed onions.
Right. And they make this special aioli or something.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Nasty good. Traeger's Doghouse. Traeger's Bar. We record every Thursday here at Traeger's Bar.
Right.
At least at this time of year we do.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it was so good. I have fallen in love with Scott. I don't think he'll ever leave his wife. But
just
brought me a dog.
In the off chance, I mean, you could be the side piece.
We'll see. The side piece. I don't think I've ever been referred to as the side piece. Maybe the side chunk.
What was it? Oh, shoot. I just lost it in my head. It had to have been like Mick Jagger or somebody. Anyway, backdoor man.
Backdoor
man. You can be the backdoor man.
No, thank you. That's quite all right. I like to kid about that stuff, but, you know, that's not the direction I go. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You know, I did have to explain that to somebody because they didn't understand what backdoor man meant. They were taking it a little more literally. The backdoor man is that man that you sneak into
the
back door of your house so that your neighbors don't see. But...
Where do you throw the butt out?
Yeah, there's some funny implications to the back door, man.
No.
Yeah.
But, so anyway. Well, listen, I really, last week we did a little episode, talked about...
football. Did we talk about football?
Football and people that, men who don't like football, kind of... We have been looked down on.
Who the hell doesn't look?
Yeah, exactly. It's not that I don't think it like is the term. It's more like
care about.
Yeah, care about.
Yeah, because I don't care.
Excited. Yeah, and we kind of discussed that, and I got that you didn't care. But the big thing that I thought was really good was about dealing with male depression.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage anybody that has that kind of issue. I mean. That's not typically a topic that men talk about. So
it's not.
I'm glad that it was brought up. And you don't have to suck it up, buddy. You can.
Yeah, it equates to weakness and things like that. And men never want to reveal that kind of stuff.
I'll tell you, I'm a pussy.
That's how we're. But we're kind of programmed, right?
Oh, yes.
Until you get to
I will tell you when I was younger. I was younger, it was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Exactly. Maturity levels and everything like that. Before that, before you hit that point.
Yeah.
You're bulletproof at all times.
Yeah. And if another man happened to touch me, it'd be like, hey. Now, you know, I've even been kissed on a cheek by another man. Yeah. Another straight man. Not even, you know.
I think we've talked about that. Yeah. I'll flirt with a dude so he'll buy me drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's free alcohol.
It works.
If the women can do it, so can I.
Yeah, but didn't that make you, if that, wouldn't that make you a tease in that community?
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm never going to follow through.
You teaser.
Yeah, in my younger days, I did that to get free alcohol. I'm not ashamed.
Did you really?
I really did.
I don't think I've ever. No, I've never done that.
Because I was being hit on by men in bars.
Well, you are kind of pretty.
It's a disturbing thought because I look at me in the mirror. So.
And you don't think you're pretty?
No.
Maybe it's the hair, but you didn't have the long hair in those days.
No. Yeah, those days was Air Force days. So, long hair was missing.
What did they call it? High and tight?
Kind of, yeah. I never had the high and tight. I didn't like it. But yeah, it was within regs.
But it was called high and tight for the ones that shaved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, buzz cut on everything but the top of your head.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom gave us haircuts.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's why I got my nickname Butch, or Butchie.
Yeah.
Because it was just, there was no, what kind of haircut is that? That's a Butch cut. Oh, Butchie.
You know what I did? Mesa Barbershop.
Yeah.
I used to go into Mesa Drug, Ben Franklin's.
Yes.
And the Mesa Barbershop. It was all in the same strip mall.
Yep.
It was amazing. I love that place.
Ben Franklin's is not there. Mesa Drug is no longer there. But Mesa...
The barbershop, is it still there?
I get my haircut there.
Dude!
I do, yeah, when I'm in town, I get it, yeah. And I love Twyla. She's one of the best stylists there.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been in there since I was a kid.
I don't think it's changed one iota.
Wow.
I don't think it's different at all. I think it's the same tile floor, everything. But it's really nice. I mean,
I was just asking somebody if there were still, like, the traditional, those old-school barbershops. Can you still find those? And that would be one of them.
Absolutely. The Man's Cave up here is an old school barbershop with a modern flange.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're modernized.
Yeah, they are modernized.
Yeah.
But
they provide some old school services.
Do you know that?
But it's not that white generic tile floor.
No.
With the simple little barber chairs.
Remember the checkerboard, black and white?
Yeah,
checkerboard?
Yeah.
And I think that's still up there at Mesa. I can't remember for sure, but it is. It's pretty traditional.
I'll
and the old
to go
style
by there
chair,
and
yeah.
see it.
And they're a great bunch. Not to give them free advertising, but they are a great bunch. And if you like that, I will tell you this. You know the difference if you see a barber pole, the red and white pole.
Yeah.
You know what that basically means? If they do not have that, then they can just cut hair.
Okay.
They're not licensed to do a shave as well. They have to have the red and white pole because in the early days of barbers, they were actually doctors.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they did medical services.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have to be licensed to do and certified to do a straight. Have you ever had a straight rave shave?
Yeah.
With a hot towel?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nothing like it. Well, they still do that.
That's
over
why I was
Mesa.
Asking.
Yeah.
Because
they still do it at Mesa Barbershop.
Man, I have so many memories of that. While I was also in the Air Force.
Yeah.
You know, so I would go by and, oh my God, it was amazing. When I was in Virginia, these two big Hawaiian dudes. I don't know if they were brothers or whatever, but they were both Hawaiians. And they were big guys. And so, anyway, they had an old school barbershop. And it was right outside the base.
Red and white pole?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And so that's where I would go. And I had to go there at least once a week because I didn't like the high and tight. So my hair and everything would, if I let it go for a week, I was out of regulations.
Whoa.
And so it's touching my ears, which you can't touch your ears. And just all these things. So I was in there at least once a week. And the whole bit. So the straight razor shave and...
Nothing like it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hot towel on your face.
Yeah.
That's a woo-woo-woo moment for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
Tim Allen, is that who did that? Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, ooh. For sure. There's nothing like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both my boys, I took them to have that done. And they were both impressed. But it was like, Dad, you know, it's shaving.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about if they do it right, the hot towel on your...
The hot foam and, well, the hot towel and then the hot foam because the towel's supposed to open up your pores
right.
and all that kind of stuff. And so, anyway, the hot foam, the shaving foam, and then the shave...
Makes the whiskers
and then
stick out.
That antiseptic whatever it is.
Oh, my God, when they slap that on there?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Home Alone scene.
Because they dip their combs in it, the razors and everything, and it kills germs and kills all this kind of stuff. But they put it on you. It feels like sea breeze. Remember that stuff?
I do, absolutely.
It feels like sea breeze. Like it stings It's a little bit of a sting. Yeah, it's a good sting. Yeah. And then it has that really super fresh, like mouthwash fresh smell to it, you know? Yeah. And so they put that on there.
You feel so clean when you walk out. You may not have showered for days, but you feel...
Yeah, and they would like... They would...
Yeah,
they and they would put it on their hands, and they would
a little bit.
They would run their fingers through my hair to like get all the little stray little clippings of hair out of there. And, oh yeah, just man, I would
Are
fall asleep in that chair. I kind of I'm pretty close. Yeah, I'm getting there.
Well, there is definitely something to be said about it.
His big man boobs resting on my shoulder. Well, yeah. It was brilliant. Oh, there's nothing better.
Well, that's kind of when I switched to a woman cutting my hair. Because
that's what I do now. I've got long hair. So I go to women. I go to beauty salons.
Well.
Because they know how to deal with my hair.
I'm telling you, Ken, they can't make you pretty. They're not going to make you beautiful.
No, they can't.
You're just, I'm afraid you're SOL. You know what that stands for?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I've
My dad used to tell me that a lot when I was young. Son, you're SOL. Can I go out on Friday? You're SOL, son.
I've gone to a beauty salon, and I've gotten a Brazilian blowout.
Oh, my God. You mean...
Not a wax.
Hold on.
Not a wax.
That's the first thing that comes to mind when you talk about a
Brazilians
Brazilian.
Do other things besides their obsession with pubic hair.
Really? I've never heard any other thing.
Oh, it was awesome.
As a Brazilian.
It was for some reason they were calling it Brazilian. I don't know why, but it was a Brazilian blowout. So they
a
put
Brazilian
this
blowout.
They put this stuff in your hair. Basically, it's flat ironing your hair, but they're treating it at the same time, so it just makes it super straight, super shiny, and protected.
Where does the blowout come from? Did they blow your dry? Or?
Yeah, it's something. I don't know why it's called a blowout, but they do this whole treatment to your hair.
So that they can differentiate
I'm
between
tell
the
you,
pubic
though,
area.
I'm not used to this as a guy, especially. I'm not used to this. But I do have long hair, but I don't take care of it. I'm just, whatever. I rake a comb through it as fast as possible. I get rid of all the hair that I just ripped out of my scalp and broke off, and I throw it in the garbage, and I move on. And because I'm a guy. But anyway, so I did this thing, and I went out running errands. And all these women all over town were discussing my hair and talking about it.
Oh, wow.
And several of them stopped me, and they're like, oh, my God, your hair is beautiful. And it was like all within a day of me getting this blowout.
All right, so
I'm like, all right, I understand why women do this, because it was kind of a good ego boost.
I have an appointment with my friend in Durango to get my hair cut next week. I'm going to tell her.
You want a Brazilian blowout?
Yeah, let me tell her, see what she said. She's probably going to look at me, and she goes, I know exactly what she's going to say. Never
mind. She's going to slap you and tell you to wake up. Wake up, David, wake up.
Something. And then I'm going to come back and chew your ass out. All right, man, we got to take a break.
Okay.
On that note.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
We're here at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door.
Here in Farmington, New Mexico.
Alicia Flores, you work with a lot of first-time home buyers. What do you suggest is the first step in buying a home?
I'm glad you asked that, Julie. The first step, I would suggest that you go see a lender, maybe even up to three, just to shop around and get the best rate that you can get.
What do you think is a good down payment to save up for?
As low as about 3.5%.
Interesting.
It could fluctuate from there.
And for more information, you can visit our website, goldendorffarmington.com.
Our phone number is 505-325-4153.
Making candles is a huge science, and every different fragrance you use, it may take different fragrance load, percentage, and type of wick that we use, the size of jar. Everything just varies from candle to candle. Fragrance oils, I use non-toxic. All of my candles are made of a coconut wax base because it's clean, it's renewable, it's sustainable, it's a healthy, eco-friendly type of wax to use, and it burns more slowly than paraffin wax or soy wax. Brand specific, Russ with an E, because it's luxury.
I'm excited to announce a new sponsor and brand new business, Beautifully Blessed Boutique at 405 West Main Street in downtown Farmington, New Mexico. Located inside the watermelon seed, they have a huge selection of purses, satchels, and luggage of all shapes and sizes for both men and women, jewelry, clothes, and a whole lot more. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is your invitation to stop by and peruse this huge inventory just in time for the gift-giving season.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
So, I just spit on you. I'm so sorry. Some of my dog came out of my mouth. So we were talking about, just off microphone, about men getting pedicures. So
yeah.
You've never had
a pedicure. No, God, no. I don't want anyone touching my feet.
Oh, I used to think the same thing, man.
I just don't.
Oh, my
God. I don't even like touching them. I'm telling you.
Well, if you had a manicure?
No. Well, yeah. I used to a long time ago.
Yeah.
Partly because it was during my hoe days, and I would go to the beauty school and get those young beauty school students to give me manicures because they would play with my hands. Yeah. And yeah, it was super cute. And I get to sit there and chat with them.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Well, a pedicure, there is nothing like a pedicure, especially a true pedicure, because they rub the back of your leg. And my feet are
ticklish. I'm okay with that.
My feet are ticklish too, so they're rubbing your calf and that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
My feet are ticklish too, but I'm telling you, when you have a good looking gal and a big busted one and low cut down there, you know, working on your feet, you know, you're like, ah. Well, my roommate at the time when I lived in Durango and the lady that I was dating did that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, she's the same one that cuts my hair now.
Yeah.
But she was doing foot massages for me, man, and I was just. I would melt in the chair, you know? And so she was over at the house, and we were just kind of hanging out, and my roommate comes home. When he and I smoked cigars.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have big-ass fat cigars, smoking a big old stogie. And so we were celebrating something, and she just finished up, and he goes, "Did you just let her touch your feet?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And he's like, "I don't know." And she goes, "Oh, let me give you one." And he goes, "I don't know." And I said, "No, man, come on, let's do it. Let her do it. Trust me. Just trust me. You trust me? All right, I guess I trust you." So, she's over there and I'm watching something on, we got HBO. There's something going on, game, football. I don't know. Something going on TV. And he's sitting next to me, but he's kind of at an angle where I can't really see what's going on. I can see her down there, you know, working on his feet, and his toes are curled. I can see his toes. So all of a sudden, I notice that the house is full of smoke. I look up, and I look over at him, and she's working his feet, man. And he's puffing that cigar 90. He's got a flame on the end of that freaking cigar. He's puffing it so hard, he's filling the house up with cigars.
He's a coal fire train locomotive going uphill.
That's exactly right. It was a funny. And she's just down there laughing her ass off. She's like, so she looked up at him. She goes, "You like that?" And he's got his head back. You know, his eyes are closed. And that cigar smoke is... puffing, man. It didn't look like a train. It looked like a train. And she goes, "So do you like that?" And he goes, I can't talk right now." So I'm just telling you, man, there is nothing like it.
I don't know. I don't even like touching my own feet. So I have super sensitive feet. I don't go barefoot, ever.
Really? I used to all the time.
I just don't. I can't do it.
When I was a kid, it was barefoot and shorts.
Yeah,
you know, I think I said this story once before. My mom used to call me Chief White Butt because I was completely tan. I didn't wear anything but shorts. I was like Tom Sawyer when I lived in Kansas.
Yeah,
and
that's how I was when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. I was like fifth, sixth grade. You know, it was right before we moved to Farmington, New Mexico, actually.
Yeah,
and I just, you know, that's the way I've gone. And those were in the days when you could leave the house at sunrise in the summertime, right? If you didn't have school and didn't have to come back till my rule was till the street lights came on.
Yeah.
And then you better have your butt back.
Yeah.
You know, or if dad whistled.
Yeah, we grew up as free range kids.
Yeah, exactly. There was no fences between the houses, nothing. The whole neighborhood knew you.
Yeah.
It was like a major neighborhood. That was the original major neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
Was the housewives at home, you know, out either out front or doing the hanging clothes on a line.
Right.
Did you ever see that done?
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom used to do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have been clotheslined, not by a football person, but running
an actual clothesline.
Yeah, hide and seek and blazing, looking back, you know, blazing across somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
And whoop! Literally, I mean, had that been sharp, it'd cut my head off.
Yeah.
Put me on
when
the
I was young enough to do that, I was too short to be clotheslined. So, no problem. I can just run right under
him. This one was a little lower than it should have been. It was one of those where it had been well used.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had that old, sway back look to it. Yeah. And I hit it perfect, man, right around my neck. And it just, had I been going any faster, it probably would have flipped. Instead, it just pulled my feet out from underneath. And down it went. And sure enough, the girl that was chasing me, we were playing Kiss and Chase. That's what it was. What did I see? Yeah, we used to play a game called Kiss and Chase, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a girl that I didn't want to kiss me.
Right.
So I was running my ass off, right, to get away. But most of the other girls, I don't know, I don't remember why I didn't want, because she was pretty. Maybe I was intimidated by her. I don't know. It just kind of scared me. But most of the other girls, what I would do is I'd find out where they were at, and I would turn around and walk backwards like I was sneaking, like I thought they were the other way, like I was sneaking away from them.
Oh no, I just bumped into you. Yeah. Crap, you caught me.
You got to kiss me now. My biggest disappointment when a guy named Brad moved into the neighborhood, a couple years older than I was.
Yeah.
They even had a club called the David's Club.
Yeah.
They did. I swear to God.
Yeah.
When he moved in, it went from David's
no.
Club.
No. They threw the sign away and made another one.
Yeah, they did.
Brad's Club. Fucking Brad.
But you know, the other thing I used to do too, I don't know if you ever did this. I mean, I was destined to be some kind of entertainment, but I used to get all the neighborhood girls together and whatever guys would do it, and we would play records. Little Town Flirt was one of my favorite ones. You're Del Shannon, Little Town Flirt. I would play that, and then I would have one of the girls walk by like she was flirting, and I would be like I was singing the song to her.
Yeah.
Right? So we would put this whole act together, and the other girls would be dancing or doing whatever. We put this whole thing together and invite the neighborhood mothers to come over. Because in those days, there was a lot of ladies at home, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't have to have a two-income family and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So we'd invite the whole neighborhood over, and I'd put on this show. The little Twyla, never forget, Twyla was a little town flirt. My mother used to run to the house going, David loves Twyla.
No,
it was Sheila Bly.
Sheila, that's right. You were telling us that story.
Oh, man. So you never did anything like that? You put on shows when you were a kid?
No, my brother and I used to put on just shows with my brother and I in it. For mom and dad.
For parents, yeah.
But no one else.
Yeah, my brother and I didn't get along well enough to.
Yeah. We rarely did, but.
And my dad thought it was crazy, so there was, he never, mom, everything, anything, right? But dad was like, hey, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Don't you have chores to do?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Has your backyard been raked? Dad, I said I'd do it on Saturday. Oh, you had the same kind of dad, didn't you?
Yeah. So no shows, nothing like that.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah.
Just for parents?
And I only really remember one girl. And, had a massive crush on her. And I don't even remember her name. But my brother and I both, we used to hook up and play with her. When we were real little.
Okay, way down in your play.
So we were super little. And so young enough to where we didn't understand anything. And so we would play house with her. So she was always the mom. And then Brian and I, my brother, we would fight over who was going to be the dad and who was going to be the kid. The funny thing is because we didn't understand anything, we were always fighting over who was going to be the kid. Yeah. Because whoever the kid was is the one that mom was going to be fawning over while we were playing house. And so neither one of us wanted to be the husband. Neither we didn't want to be the dad. That's some bullshit. We wanted to be the kid. Yeah.
I can relate.
Right. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
A crush on a girl in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That played Barbie. She lived across the street from us. Her mom and my mom were good friends. And so we were together quite a bit. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to tell this story about okay. Barbies.
About Barbie.
Yeah, remind me about Barbies. Okay. It's amazing what a kid will do. What a boy will do to stay.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, I'm Celeste. I'm from Prager's Bar across the street from the college here in Farmington. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our full menu at TragersBar.com.
I'm Nancy, also at Traeger's Bar. We have trivia every Wednesday, and we have different themes, lots of prizes, and we're about to start Singo every other Thursday.
We have the garage door now, and then we have our full food truck. Got a lot of good food in there.
At Traeger's, my favorite drink to make here is an old-fashioned.
5170 College Boulevard, Suite 106. All right, guys, as always, here at Traeger's, it's pinkies down.
Thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening in the Encore Coffee Shop?
So first of all, we have a new baker. She also has her own business, Ms. Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
All right. So.
All right, Barbie.
Barbie. So the girl across the street, I was right before we moved out here, so it was like the beginning of seventh grade, or maybe the summer between sixth grade and seventh grade.
Yeah.
So I have a major crush on her. Major. Yeah. And I think she kind of liked me too. But I would go over to her house, and in those days, we went in the bedroom. I mean, you know, there wasn't any necking going on or anything like that. But she had Barbies, and she played Barbies.
Yeah.
And so she goes, you want to play Barbie with me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's play Barbie. So, you know, I played Barbies, man. I played Ken. I was Barbie. Yeah. I was, what is Barbie's friend? What a Barbie, whatever. I was, she had them all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we would get, she had even the car, I think. Maybe not. All I know is that we were a couple as Barbie and Ken, and that's all I knew. And I'll never forget, my little brother came over to get me for dinner for something, right, and we're in the bedroom. Well, her mom lets my little brother in the house. Oh, they're back in Lenny Fennell. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I remember. They're back in Lenny's bedroom. So
yeah.
So Daryl comes waltzing back there, throws the door open, you know, and I'm sitting there playing with the car, with Barbie. And he's like, he just starts barreling, you know, he's like 4 years younger than I am, but he just starts busting out laughing. I'm going to tell all your friends you play Barbie. I'm like, I'm going to kill you. An unmerciful death if you tell anybody, you know, because I was a stud monkey on the neighborhood until Brad came along. If they knew, if my friends knew I played Barbies, man, I'd be the freaking laughing stock of the neighborhood.
not realizing that that's how life progresses. When you see a man hanging out in Bed Bath & Beyond, it's because he's there with a woman that he likes.
I'll go to Bed Bath
& Beyond. Or is married to or something like that.
Come on, I was the one that championed us getting a candle.
You were. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a picture of that face. Yeah, you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, man.
But you never did anything like that for a girl? All right, well, tell me this. What is, you think, the most unmanly thing you ever did to be friends with a girl? Not necessarily get in a girl's pants, because at those, you really didn't know what it meant at that time. I mean, I had an idea, but I really had no clue what to do.
That one's tough for me to say, because I've never been the man's man. Never once in my
really?
Life have I been that dude. My friends are always women.
Well.
My circle of friends. When you go to that party and you find the natural split at the party of couples, that the guys are hanging out in one spot and
right.
they're talking guy stuff, and the girls are hanging out in another spot and they're talking girl stuff, I'm with the girls.
Maybe that's why you and I have a comfort zone, because I was the same way.
Yeah.
I'd rather hang out with the girls than the men.
Yeah. So
ladies or whatever.
So when I hear a thing that's like non-manly, I think everything. I don't know. I mean, because I've never been that guy. Like, oh, hell no, I ain't doing that. I've done a lot. I mean, a lot.
Have you ever put on women's underwear?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh, I wish I had a face. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
face lit up.
That's a man thing, right? I've done that. I've collected trophies during my hobag days.
How is that a man thing?
Some men do that. So I would collect panties during my hobag days.
And wear them?
I would actually sling them over my rear view mirror in my car. So I had a collection of panties hanging from my rear view mirror. But no, in playing with women, yeah, I've put women's underwear on. Yeah.
I've not ever done that. I would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have done it if they'd asked me, but I didn't have anybody ask me. I will tell you this. My biggest claim to fame is when I played Cactus Jack originally on the radio.
Yeah.
I had a lady that I was doing overnight. So it was Cactus Jack Crying, Leaving, or Loving. It was came on at 7 o'clock and went to midnight.
Okay.
And you called in and made a request. And the question was, are you crying, leaving, or loving?
Right.
You know? And there was one more that I had it in there for some fun. But I had a young lady that, and it was a Western station. And that was back in the days of the, what do they call those Rocky Mountain jeans? The ones that had no pockets?
Rockies.
They were Rocky jeans, but they were tight, skin tight.
Yeah,
no pockets,
pocket,
no
nothing.
Bling
on
the butt,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, she called, she requested every night. And she was like, you know, she's always crying because her boyfriend is gone and left her and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so one night she calls and I asked her, you know, kindly, I'm loving or laughing. She said, oh, I'm laughing. I said, well, what are you laughing about? She goes, I got something for you. Can I bring it down to the station? And this was like 9 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So she comes waltzing down there. And this is back when these came out first. I mean, they may have been out for a while, but
right.
this is the first I had ever seen.
Something. Right.
So she comes in. I let her in, and we're not on the air. I mean, I don't put her on the air live in studio.
Yeah.
But we're just kind of talking, and she reaches in her pocket and pulls out a pair of these frilly underwear, scampi, and throws them to me and said, these are for you. And I'm like, really? And I pick them up. I'm like, you know, there's nothing to them. I'm like, what the hell? And she goes, that's a tea bag. And I went, what? What the hell's a tea bag? So she goes, here, well, let me show you. And she pulled her pants down enough so I could see what exactly, because the lace in front and then a tea in the back, right? So tea bag. Have you ever heard them referred that way?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
But that's so that they could look, they didn't have any panty lines
right.
in those Rocky Mountain jeans.
Right.
Those Rocky Mountain jeans, that's what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, really? She goes, yeah, you can have those. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what my girlfriend, because I had a girlfriend at the time. I don't know what she's going to say. She goes, well, dump her and come with me. I didn't. I mean, I guess I could have, but I wasn't about to. No telling where she'd been or what she'd been up to. And oh, my next question out of my mouth were, did you laundry these? And she goes, well, yes. I said, well, what good are they? Right. Me being a friggin' pervert that I am.
You washed off everything I'm interested in.
She goes, would you wear something like this? I said, well, yeah, I'd wear that over my head.
Yeah.
If they weren't laundered. But she goes, hey. Hey,
yeah.
Don't stoke the flame unless you're ready to play with the fire.
Right.
That's all I gotta say. Ladies, here's a bit of advice for you.
Women who have been around know better.
Exactly.
They know the lengths that a man will go to.
You know, it's funny, and it was unjustified, but it's like, it was just a radio DJ was, you know, it was like Howard Stern sitting there or something, you know. They were just wanted to be around a country jock.
Right.
That's all there was to it.
Right.
And she kept bugging me for my real name and all that. And that was way before Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I never gave her any of that information. But she did still remain to call every night. You know, I had a request. And it was always some kind of love song for me. I wish I could remember her name.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Listen, if you're still out there and you're single, I still can do that sexy voice that you like so much on the phone. You should have heard that in my headset. You would have, that'd have given you a chubby.
Yeah, I've never had that voice. I have a really talented tongue, but it's not in how it sounds.
Really? Wow, if she only knew. Celeste just walked by the wonderful people here at Traeger's.
Yeah.
Did we mention we were at Traeger's and we had a dog early? I don't think we did on this show yet, but we are recording. Let's give them a plug because, man, they've got some great new dogs out there.
Yeah.
Scott's always coming up with something new. Oh man. So good.
They are.
Yeah, we record every Thursday at Traeger's Bar. And it's one of our favorite places. And then right outside, they've got a wonderful food truck called The Dog House.
The Dog House.
Check them out online. You can check out their Facebook page. There's a full menu on their webpage, TraegersBar.com. It's just absolutely, man, it's a great place for couples, great place for singles. It's just a nice place to hang out.
It's a chill neighborhood bar.
It is.
Yeah.
And they do trivia nights, every Wednesday night's trivia night.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, they have a different theme every Wednesday night. And a couple of weeks ago, it was Traeger's, not Traeger's. It was at Traeger's, The Office. If it didn't go so late because I got to get up so early, I probably would have come because you know I'm a major Office fan.
Yeah.
And so, but I didn't. You know, I tried. I was going to con Rin into coming with me because she's also a major, and she's from Scranton.
They're doing Singo, or they're about to do Singo, something like that.
I think they're getting ready to start. By the time this releases, they'll already have it going.
I'm interested in trying that.
Okay, if you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I say I'm interested because I've never played it, so I don't know exactly how it goes down.
It's going to be on Thursday night, so it's right after we record.
I know music. In that, I know the lyrics to the song, and I know the rhythm. And I can recognize that I know that song and I know what it's about and I know the lyrics. But ask me to tell you who the hell sang it.
Yeah. I can tell you who
really
sang
bad
it.
With that.
Yeah, I could probably tell you who sang it. A lot of it. If it's, I mean, newer stuff, the stuff from today, new, probably not. But anything, you know, 90s and older.
Right.
Man, I got you.
Yeah.
So you do the new stuff, I'll do the old stuff.
Well, I don't know if I'm up on new stuff because I don't listen to radio. So I mean, I'm really
what?
I don't know that I have a source of new music.
You don't listen to the wake up call
no
Radio 101 every morning.
No,
at 6 o'clock. My little heart's broken.
I still love you, though. No, I listen to radio when I'm in a truck.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's the way a lot of people are now.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be a big thing. Everybody had a radio. Nobody has a radio at home anymore.
Yeah.
Not even an alarm clock radio. Most people don't even have that anymore. They use their phone.
Yeah, that used to be a thing. Mm-hmm. A big thing.
Oh, heck yeah. We used to give them away. Yeah. And I want to do that again. You know, start giving them away.
Right?
Just to help them.
Yeah.
I mean, how nostalgic would that be?
I know. Yeah.
Call up 1 o'clock radio. Oh, oh. When I win. Clock radio.
What is that?
Yeah. Exactly. All right, kid. We've killed another 40 minutes, man.
Dude, how's that possible?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I'm just sitting here eating fries.
Yeah.
They have those, by the way, too, at the doghouse.
All the food out there is wonderful. Yeah. Just check out the webpage. You'll see what we're talking about. You have any last words, Ken?
Huh.
Okay.
Don't wear women's underwear. It's not made for you.
The thing about a teabag with me, especially a few pounds ago, every time I wore those, it'd take me a week to find them.
Here's the thing about women's underwear. The bulges are on the top. So if you're putting the bottoms on, there's no room for a bulge. It has nowhere to go. Just don't do it. It's not advisable.
All right.
It doesn't work out.
Good advice.
Slides out the side of the top or something.
All right. Don't let your dilly-dally. We'll see you next week. Hasta la bye-bye.